Pinellas Sand Coast Transit Authority Community Relations Manager Bob Lasher says because of declining property taxes or ad valorem revenues, PSTA will eliminate some bus trips next year. He says most affected will be early morning and evening trips on Cross Bay routes, as well as midday trips with the lowest ridership.
We're going to try to put some more service at rush hour so we still get people to and from work. Some of the routes around the county, early morning and later evening routes that are not getting good ridership, will be just the runs, not the entire route, just the runs will be eliminated to save money. Right now it looks like it could affect about 1% of our service.
PSTA Director of Transportation Denise Skinner says that the impact on public transportation services will be negligible. Officials anticipate receiving about $25 million in ad valorem revenues in 2012. This leaves a budget gap of about $5 million in the transit system.
And part of the way we need to fill that gap is with some very minor, I believe, service adjustments. That's about 1% of our service. Equates about 5,400 service hours. There are several routes impacted, the 4, the 5, 14, 15, 18, 19, the 23, the 59, 62, 66, 74, and our X routes, the 100 and 300X.
Skinner says that property taxes dropped about 30% over the last 3 years. This drop, in the worst-case scenario, will affect about 64,000 riders a year. She says public feedback was important in establishing service changes.
Essentially, what the 100X route, we are eliminating 3 morning trips and 3 afternoon trips. With the 300X route, it would be 2 morning trips and 3 in the afternoon. We maintain the midday. There was some concern for folks if they had an emergency or had a situation where they needed to get back. They needed those midday trips.
But not all service changes are bad news. Skinner says that they are working to create seamless transit between the city and the beach resort. This change will be reviewed at the St. Pete Beach Commission meeting on August 9th.
What we're proposing is to have the Route 35 resume service to the pier in St. Petersburg and continue downtown on out to Grand Central Station, and then continuing to the beaches via Central Avenue through South Pasadena and then on out to Gulf and 75th. From there, what we would like to do is have the Route 35 assume the service that the beach trolley currently runs between Pasagril and Gulf and 75th.
Resident Bobby Van Dyke wants to know if the new service on the beaches would run until late.
That was my concern because I live out there near Don Cesar, and after 8 o'clock, there wouldn't be anything going down the beach if it sticks to what the route is right now. I looked at the schedule on the printout, but you can't even read that. It's so small. That was my question, is what's going to happen after this change goes into effect, with time-wise, for the Pasagril section. Thank you.
Thank you. I think Denise can address that.
We'll help him with this, but the answer is yes, it will run later service.
Transit user Mitchell McNally says officials should take a closer look at broken wheelchair ramps and should add new bus signs to improve public transportation.
Y'all got to start looking at them and stop looking at y'all computers sitting at the desk and get out and try the buses and go in where the buses are mainly making your money. Y'all got to get out and ride the buses. I either go out there and see where the buses go. And y'all don't put up some of the bus shelters where there don't need to be no bus shelters in your wheelchair. You got wheelchair ramps now that you can't even turn the wheelchair around or get off where the chairs can get up on the curb anymore. And also your bus stop signs. In St. Pete, they haven't put up the new bus stop signs on some of the routes. And y'all don't put up bus stop signs in areas that the buses don't hardly travel down. Y'all don't put up new stop signs almost through the whole county except for the south side of St. Pete.
PSTA Community Relations Manager Bob Lasher says declining property taxes in the next couple of years could mean further service cuts.
And we have about 13.1 million riders last year. We all are here to try to build transit, so it's very painful to continually cut. This has been 3 years worth of cuts now due to falling ad valorem revenue, And we're in an area that's already transit deficient. We spend a fraction on our transit in Pinellas and Hillsborough counties as compared to the rest of the country based on population.
Lasher says that the Pinellas County's Transit Board has also approved some authorizations from federal and state grants for service improvements.
We're looking to get some funding also for a future terminal in downtown Clearwater. Now, the city of Clearwater has purchased the old St. Petersburg Time site, which is on Myrtle Avenue and Court Streets, and we're hoping that in the future that can be a new multimodal terminal that we will build in partnership with the city, because the facility we have currently in Clearwater has been operating beyond capacity since 1997.
You can learn more about the proposed changes at psta.net. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka, reporting from St. Petersburg.